At 91.9 FM KPTZ, Port Townsend, I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, August 25th. Today is the first day of Thing, that Music, Art, and Other Things festival at Fort Worden. There is much to explore with or without a ticket. For example, a free lantern decorating tent is set up in the middle of the parade grounds, thanks to the nonprofit Northwind Art of Port Townsend. Whatever your age, you can come and make a lantern anytime between 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock all weekend. Thing also has a free shuttle running all around town, taking people to the fort. Stops include Aldrich's Market uptown, Blue Heron Middle School, Haynes Place Park and Ride, and Water and Adams Streets downtown. Tall flags mark the spots. At the fort, Thing gates open at noon today through Sunday. In an effort to make the festival accessible to neurodiverse guests and folks with mobility or hearing differences, organizers are providing ASL interpretation, accessible viewing areas, ADA parking and shuttles, sensory devices and brake areas. Information is at thingnw.org. There's an accessibility link at the bottom of the homepage. On a different entertainment front, the Music on the Straight Festival has MacArthur Genius Award-winning pianist Jeremy Denk in its lineup this weekend. Denk will play two concerts at the new Field Arts and Events Hall in Port Angeles. Those are at 7 o'clock Saturday evening and at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Balcony seats are available in Field Hall on what's called a pay what makes you happy basis. Information is at fieldhallevents.org. Amid the hospital's expansion and modernization project, the Jefferson Healthcare Express Clinic has just moved over to 1274 7th Street. That's just off of Sheridan. It's now called the 7th Street Clinic, and it's open every day from 9 until 7 o'clock. This is a place to go for minor injuries, rashes, and allergy, asthma, cold, and flu symptoms. If you have COVID-like symptoms, you're asked to call the clinic before entering the building. The number is 385-2204, and you can always find that on the Jefferson Healthcare website, jeffersonhealthcare.org, under Locations, as well as the transcript of this very newscast found on the homepage at kptz.org. The Port Townsend City Council will have a special meeting at the golf course and Mountain View Commons at 6 o'clock this Monday evening. The members will come to Mountain View Commons to tour the Y, the pickleball courts, and the dog park for 15 minutes, walk the golf course and prairie for another 15 minutes, receive a briefing on the golf course. Then they will have a council discussion at the golf course clubhouse. According to the city's meeting notice, the plan is to record the discussion, but if members of the public fill up the clubhouse and the discussion has to be taken outside, then logistics will prevent it from being recorded. The Port Townsend Film Festival has revealed its film lineup. The festival is 1 month from now, from September 21st through the 24th, at 7 downtown Port Townsend venues. Then, the virtual film festival means movies will be available for streaming at home September 25th and 26th. There are documentaries, such as Joan Baez, I Am a Noise. There are animated shorts, such as Savvy the Cat. The feature narrative films include the opening night movie Red, White, and Brass about a Tongan superfan who will do whatever it takes to see the Tonga versus France Rugby World Cup game. The outdoor movies on the big screen on Taylor Street include Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory on Saturday, September 23rd. The festival lineup with trailers that you can watch is at ptfilmfest.com. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.